Dreamscape presents Forever Her Duke by Scarlett Scott. Narrated by Benjamin Crowe. For Steve, thank you for always supporting me, for making me laugh with your ridiculousness, and for being my everything. Chapter 1. The carriage ambling up the winding approach of Sherborne Manor was too early to be carrying Lady Clementine Hammond. Vivi was in the gardens when she first spied it, directing the head gardener on the final plans for the life-size chessboard she wished to be constructed on the north lawn.
"The squares must be painted, not powdered, Shipley," she said, frowning from beneath the brim of her straw hat as she watched the mysterious carriage's slow progression. "I want it to resemble a chessboard as closely as you can possibly manage. But we also need to consider the necessity of keeping our lady guests' hems from being soiled."
Soiled hems simply would not do at a house party being held by the Duchess of Bradford. She had a reputation to uphold, after all. Vivi went to extraordinary lengths to make certain her guests left her every fate with a smile and a sigh over how wonderfully delightful even the smallest detail had been. The food was always the finest to be served. The guests in attendance were hand-chosen by Vivi and certain to be witty and amusing, and every facet, from the flowers to the entertainments to the beating of the carpets, was carefully and strategically plotted and overseen by Vivi herself.
"Of course, Your Grace," Shipley said agreeably. "I wouldn't dream of powdering the lawn."
"I'm relieved to hear it," she said distractedly, for the carriage was drawing nearer, and from her vantage point in the gardens, she recognized the familiar crest on the door.
What in heaven's name was her mother-in-law doing, arriving at Sherborne Manor when Vivi was about to host the grandest house party she had held yet?
"Please also see the roses are cut and delivered to the main house for placement, the morning my guests first begin arriving. I want the blossoms to be fresh, so be sure to select tightly furled buds rather than flowers in full bloom. The mess of dropping petals is so very disagreeable."
"I'll be certain to send only the best buds, Your Grace," the head gardener reassured her.
She had no reason to require the reassurance. She knew Shirley was an incredibly competent fellow, for she had hired him herself in her husband's extended absence, the gardens having been left overgrown and in abysmal condition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?